Questions with Madame Ranch.
I have a few questions about the translations of Ravi. I'm going to give you the Hindi, and I'll speak the English.
Maybe it's... Oh, no.
Well, my first question is a technical one. Do you see the words in parentheses? There's words in parentheses here. Why are words in parentheses? That's the question. Because now and then you have words in parentheses. It means it's not so important, yeah. Or what is the significance?
Normally it's around background information.
Not in parentheses.
Just cross out the parentheses and have it as a second.
And second one?
Second one is...
Apple pie.
Oh, these are exclamation marks. Are
yes.
Is that what they are?
Yes.
So every time they say, oh, Kanta, oh, Kamadunga,
yes.
We should in English
yes.
Write exclamation
yes.
Marks. Vaijayanti Mala said it's too loud, but it's not too loud.
Is exclamation means addressing.
Addressing?
Yeah, both the same sign, but there is no different marks. Like,
what?
Like Krishna is calling Radhe.
Yeah.
Then this marks will come.
Uh-huh.
Not emphasizing. Dvaita means they are calling Krishna.
So line dot.
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay.
Another question?
Yeah. In text number 2.
What is this? Is Vishesh Tathaka Mukta Phaltika mein kaha gaya hai?
Yeah. In the English, for some strange reason, Radhika wrote Mukta Phaltika by Kiran Swami. Kira Swami.
Yes.
But that's not in the Hindi.
Gurudev says
it. And Gurudev says it's Bopadev's Mukta Phalika.
So
what does it say there? Just Mukta Phalika?
The name of the Tika is, name of the commentary is Mukta Phal.
Yeah, Mukta Phalatika.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say anybody's name.
No.
Okay, so we shouldn't say anybody's name. Just in Gurudev's lecture, he said.
Yes, in Bhagavad Gita, they have not given
I'm
anybody's
sorry?
Name. Only it mentioned the Mukta Phal Tika. Still, I can check the Tika of Jiva Goswami.
Yeah. Well, Jiva Goswami and Sarada Deepika.
Okay.
No,
huh? Yeah, it says Mukta Phal.
Oh, yeah, but not the person.
Not the person.
What's the other question?
The other question is in verse number 2. Where's the little English? In verse number 2, in the Bhavartha Deepika, it says in English that each verse is spoken by a different gopi. And with all the conversations, with all the email exchanges that you and me and Brajanath Prabhu had,
do you want to sit at the table?
Do you have up to page 4? No, in Hindi. Hindi, up to page 4?
Up to 3.
Up to 3. Where's page 4? Oh, here. Number 2. In the, okay, in the Bhavartha. Bhavartha. Bhavartha Deepika. It says that, in number 2, it says that each slok is spoken by a different gopi in successive order or something like that. Can I take those verses here? Each verse is spoken by a different gopi. Now that first sentence seems to throw us off about all the other conversations that we've had. What I understood from you and Brajanath and Gurudev's lectures is that each group is spoken by each slope is spoken by all four groups,
yes.
But they all put their different meaning in it.
Yes.
But here it says each verse is spoken by a different gopi. It's confusing, unless it's the wrong translation. What is the translation?
All are combinedly, they are searching Krishna and they are uttering these slokas. But mood is different mood. According to their own mood, constitution and form, meaning
right.
Is different.
So what is the exact sentence there in Hindi? What is the exact English translation according to you?
Which slok about the gopi jit, although the different gopis, they are telling this, All different different groups. In slogan of Bhakta Dushyusha Sapna Ko Pina Kar Bhi. Although the speaker of the slokas are different, all the different gopis, but they divided into different different groups according to one mood they are singing.
Okay.
Like they combine this side that all are they are grouping together. Group together.
But each group is separate.
They're mixing together.
They're all like we're all from a group. We're all
like all
group,
here.
But we're all
my group, her
place.
Group, her group, his group.
And we're all sitting in the same place.
Yeah.
Okay.
But their mood is different.
Right. Okay.
Next slok.
Well, the next line.
The next
sentence. It says, "Thus the slokas are arranged in a certain succession accordingly. There's no need to connect the meaning of a previous verse to the next one, but still I've connected the meanings." It doesn't really make any sense to me. What should it be?
Yeah, you have to understand that the first verse is the second verse. It's the first 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 verse. It's the What you are asking me about?
What does it mean?
Yeah, you have to understand that although each and every slok by different youth of gopis, they are speaking, and so by that also come down. But for that, you have not to make any connection. The prior one and the latest one, no need.
I don't understand.
I just might.
You have only to make any connection or what
between one verse and another.
Yeah. What is the connection between them? No need to.
They're just moods of expression coming out spontaneously. So there's no need to combine, to connect it.
One slogan must be some link.
Yeah.
So you have not to think any link about that. If link is proper or not, you have not to think
no
about
need
that.
For a link, but still I'm trying to make
link is there. When they're spelling, the link must be there.
Right.
But we have not to worry for the link is there or not.
What do you mean we don't have to worry for the link?
Here what he is telling here, that it seems according to scholarly vision, then maybe that link is not proper.
Oh,
but we
I
have
see.
Not to worry for that.
I see. Scholarly vision. All right.
There's another question.
Okay, then in the Vaishnava Toshana,
where is the Hindi?
Isn't it right with you? Oh, page 5. Sorry. In the Vaishnava Toshana, this much down, there's a footnote.
Yeah.
Whose footnote is that?
The footnote is here.
Whenever it says footnote.
Yeah, no footnote is here.
Oh, I see. And there's no footnote after the word jisha. The verb root not means to beg. The verbal root not means to beg. It's not there.
Yeah, no need this any footnote.
There's no footnote there. So where does the footnote come in English? I can't imagine. Oh, okay.
Next question
is, when we write the credits, you know, you have to say who did what. You know, when you're giving credits to different devotees in the book. Who translated this? This is translated from the Sanskrit language, but written in Bengali text. Or how did this all happen? What is it? The Bengali that Gurudev is using, that's really Sanskrit, right? It's not Bengali.
No.
Not Bengali language.
Bengali language, Sanskrit, Bengali, both languages are there.
Oh. So what is Gurudev translating it from? Just the combination? And is it that Savita did the first translation and gave it to Gurudev and then he's editing it?
No, never.
Gurudev dictated himself.
Oh, okay.
On tape, on audio, Gurudev.
Just look at, he looked at the Sanskrit and
Bangla
Bengali,
book,
just like our
he's holding the book and dictating.
Oh, okay.
That from both Sanskrit and Bengali, two different.
Well, when her needed, have to speak that. You want to sit there? Not I will speak.
Sit on the table.
Okay.
Is it dry?
You don't mind?
Dry, like that.
But in computer, you put me friend.
You
now you make me guess.
Yes,
Yeah.
You're getting all this right now.
Now, it doesn't say footnote, but is the information there, the verbal root not means to beg? And is the information there, when Krishna looks at the gopis with a sidelong glance, they can fully only see one eye? Is that information there?
They might
have a... Which verbal root?
Well, in the word jasha, the noun drish is an instrumental case and in singular number, and it means by one eye. The confidential meaning is when one eye of yours most competently expresses your intention and is thus killing us, what is the need for you to have two eyes? Then does it say when Krishna looks at the gopis with a sidelong glance, they can fully only see one eye? Is that information there?
Yeah, this are the not by one eye, you are when you look towards gopis.
Vasanti. Oh, it's here. Never mind.
You heard the last sentence?
Here it says, when Krishna looks at the gopis with his sidelong glance, they can fully see only one eye. Therefore, overcome by emotions, they say these words.
No.
That sentence is not there.
No.
Oh. Okay. And then a few sentences later, there's no information. The verbal root not means to beg.
That yeah. It is there in the parentheses.
Oh, parentheses.
Yeah.
Oh, so the parentheses you just take out and just leave the sentence.
No, because here parentheses needed before that. You are desiring for Surat. Then how it came, Surata Natha,
right.
That Nath verbal root is to beg.
So that's in parentheses.
But yes.
Okay. But there's no information when Krishna looks at the gopis with a sidelong. Okay. Okay. So Savita had nothing to do with this.
No. What she knows? Gurudev dictated by himself.
Okay. Good.
And Savita not even touch even one alphabet also.
Okay. And what did you do?
I do all editing works and proofreading both.
Okay, and what does Achyuta do?
Achyuta is entering all corrections.
Okay.
And Pundarik did, myself, Achyuta and Bindadidi. Bindadidi did all the Sanskrit commentary, he typed.
The Sanskrit, he typed it from what?
Sanskrit commentary. Because in Hindi book, Sanskrit commentary will be there.
Uh-huh.
She typed all, and slok she typed.
She
all
typed it in the Hindi font?
Yeah.
From Bengali to Hindi.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I have to go all editing and proofreading both.
Okay.
And Achyuta entered all corrections.
Okay.
That's the dedication, right, for being
precise. And he also did some, transcribed some copies also. He did, and who, Vijay or Madhumangal?
Pundarik
is there.
And Vijay did.
And Madhumangal. Pundarik, Vijay, Madhumangal and Achyuta. Four of them transcribed. After that, Pundarik entered some correction, and he entered some correction. And I have to go all through editing and proofreading both. Not only this. Any book of Gurudev, I have to go all through editing and proofreading both.
Even on the books now that we're doing.
Any book which have been published up to now.
Okay. This is fine, right? Okay. Okay, so in text number 2, in Vaishnava Toshini.
And Brindadi typed all slokas and all Sanskrit commentary.
Okay.
From Bengali, lot of work.
Okay, in Vaishnava Toshini, text number 2, which you have there.
He says, I got to give them first the game.
Vaishnava Toshini you have?
Yeah.
Just right under the thing about not.
Yeah.
So then the gopis call him Varada. And the translation says, he who gives the benediction of this desire and makes it unflinching. Thus you are Varada. You who give the benediction of this desire, calm, or surata, and makes it unflinching.
I need the page number 6. It is not complete here. What is the question here?
Right after talking about not means beg, then I say,
You are Varada.
Yes.
He who gives the benediction of this desire and makes it unflinching.
Yeah.
Is that correct? The benediction of a desire?
Yeah. Varada means who can give benediction. And by giving benediction, you confirm our desire.
What do you mean by confirm? Inspire? Stimulate?
Stimulate or emphasize it.
Increase?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drida kiya hai. Ukta basana ko drida kiya hai.
What is that?
Substantiate.
Oh, where's Ladini?
Oh.
Next question.
Enhance?
Firm. Make firm.
Make it firm. Okay.
That's the
okay. Where's text number 3? Text number 3 is somewhere. In text number 3, if you can go to Sararta Darshini.
Give me Sararta 3 first, then I can check.
Oh, here. I think it's around here. At the end, it's the last paragraph of Sararta Darshini.
That's Vaishnava Darshini.
Oh, okay.
11 page maybe.
Well, in Vaishnava Toshini, it says that, you know, the gopis are saying, you saved us from this demon and that demon and Vyomasura and Bhomasura, Vyomasura and Vatsasura.
Yeah.
So then, at the end of Vaishnava Toshini, it says that these pastimes took place before Rasalila.
Yeah.
But in Sararta Deepika, it says that these pastimes took place after Rasalila.
Mm.
But how is that possible? Gurudev, I think that Gurudev says in his lectures that it took place before Rasalila, but Sukadeva Goswami didn't want to interrupt his narration of the sweet pastimes. Therefore, from Venugit all the way up to Rasalila, it's just sweet friends, gopas, gopis.
Yes.
And he skipped Vatsasura and Vyomasura till after Rasalila. But in the Sararta Deepika, it seems to say, at least in the translation, that these pastimes took place after Rasalila.
Yes.
So what is the explanation? Vaishnava Toshini says before Rasalila and Sararta Deepika says after Rasalila, according to my translation. Too bad you don't know Hindi numbers. You have to learn at least numbers. Good.
Sila, in this Vaishnava Dasani, Sila Jiva Goswami Pada is telling, it took place prior to Rasalila. But it mentioned in Bhagavatam later on.
Right.
Because Sukadev Goswami was so much influenced by Madhur Ras, he didn't want to tell anything about in between that.
Right.
So he forgot so many things. But Srila Chakravarti Thakur is telling that they have heard from Bhagavad Rishi and Gargacharya. As before they have heard.
Long before.
Yeah, means that in past times Krishna took place one day before Brahma. Krishna is to come in this world, one universe, one day Brahma, one day, not twice, only once, a day of Brahma. So when Krishna came as before, the gopis has heard from Bhagavad Rishi and Gargacharya that he came as before, he killed this, like this. So
right.
They are telling. But actually it took place before Rasalila, or Sukadeva Goswami narrated later on.
Sararta Deepika is not saying it took place after Rasalila.
No, he is telling.
Who?
Srila Vishwanathakur Thakur.
Okay.
That it took place later in future.
Oh, in later future
on.
From?
After Rasalila.
But it didn't. It took place before.
In Bhagavatam it mentioned.
Oh, it's mentioned after
Rasalila.
Yeah.
Srila Jiva Goswami is telling that it happened as before.
It happened before.
Srila Sukadeva Goswami narrated it later on.
Right.
But Chakravarti Thakur is telling that it took place after Rasalila. Then how gopis, now inquiry may come in our mind, then how gopis knew all these things? then he is giving argument that they have heard from Bhaguri Rishi and Gargacharya.
From previous birth, previous day of birth.
He is not clear at this point.
I see.
Because Jiva Goswami is Guru of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Right.
And it has so many places that evidence that so many things happened, but it came Bhagavad later on description.
Right.
So it seems that sometime Gargacharya or Bhaguri Rishi describe Krishna's pastimes which happened other kalpas.
Right.
It seems to be like this. Then you can reconcile both.
So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but he's saying that it happened after Rasleela.
Yes. And then inquiry may come in your mind, then how Gopis is describing all these things in Gopi Git.
Right.
Without happening.
Right.
So it's then he have to reconcile both Jiva Goswami and Chakravarti Thakur, though it narrated Bhagavat in later on, but Gopis has heard as before, long ago, from Gargacharya.
Oh, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur didn't say it happened after Rasleela. He just said it's narrated after.
No, he told after Rasleela.
That it happened?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
They're telling they have heard from Gargacharya and Bhaguri Rishi.
Right.
Because they are Sarvagya, Bhaguri Rishi and Gargacharya. They told it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I still don't understand why Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur would say that these pastimes happened after Rasleela.
When they are making commentary, then Vishwanath Thakur telling, Jiva Goswami telling it before Rasleela.
Right.
But Sukadeva Goswami narrated later on.
Right. That's clear.
Yeah. And here Chakravarti Thakur is telling, no, it happened after Rasleela. Then how Gopis knew all these things? How the narrating is as before? Because they have heard from Bhaguri Rishi and Gargacharya.
After Rasleela in some other...
Fire maybe in this, but they have heard that Krishna did this. They have heard from Bhaguri Rishi and Gargacharya.
Right.
And because Bhaguri Rishi and Gargacharya, they are Sarvagya, they know everything what happened, so they are telling this.
So why seeing it differently too.
Yeah.
Vijacharya is seeing all the pastimes going on in a different...
What is,
I don't know the term, but...
What is going on they have seen. So they told it will it happened. So Gopis and Kheth and Gargacharya, Bhaguri and Purnamasi. And other places you can see Purnamasi told something but not happened.
Right,
how that this
happened,
happened. Yes, yes.
But I just don't understand why Sukadeva is agreeing with the idea that it happened after Rasleela when it didn't.
Because Krishna's pastime is going on innumerable universes, one after another.
Right.
So what Gargacharya and Bhaguri Rishi has seen by that vision they told this to Gopis.
Okay. And then Gurudev is reconciling the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay, I hope it will be clear. Okay,
let's see you at the festival. Okay.
Then who will take to Samrani Didi?
Take you.
Okay, all right, I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Thanks for your short but sweet association.
Okay, I have not so much time.
Yeah, okay, Hare Krishna. Let's go to 5 and 6.
You can answer this question, please.
I can answer this question.
Yes, President of Resident.
Can you sit here and help? I can't even read Hindi numbers.
Ask me what's
I need to find 5 and 6 to ask him a question.
5 and 6 of?
Vavarta Deepika, Vaishnava Koshina. I can't even read numbers. This is number 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is 5.
Okay. So, can you find this? Kamada means Krishna fulfills. Now, in number 5, he's finding it for you. Radhika translated this and put it in green, saying that Kamada means that Krishna fulfills all desires and consequently gives Sri Varga and Bhakti. And then in parentheses it says...
I don't think it's in here.
In Bhavartha Deepika?
Huh?
No, Vaishnava Toshni.
Vaishnava Toshni.
Oh, then here.
Give the next page. Oh, no, 15.
And this is the last question for now.
What is it?
About this far down, it says, Kamada means that Krishna fulfills all desires and consequently gives Tri Varga and Bhakti.
What is the question here?
And then in parentheses it says, taken from Sanatana Goswami's commentary. Does it say that in the Hindi?
No.
But it does say this this sentence, Kama Dham means Krishna fulfills all desires and consequently gives Trivarga and Bhakti. That sentence is there?
Kama Dham means
jo
dharmadi ke prarthi hai, who is begging for religion, etc. And his religion, etc., giving the all desire. Sarvashtra Pada is Bhakasa Trivarga, who is giving Trivarga, and Bhakti also is describing.
No, so, Trivarga means it does not come from Kamadam, it's coming from Sarvabhishta. It means in this sense, Sarvabhishta. Kamadam. So, in Kamadam, okay, yeah. Then he's explaining a word he used himself, Sarvabhishta Praja. Word Sarvabhishta
Praja. He did not mention any here that is taken from Sanatana Goswami's idea.
I don't know, but this Sarva Bhishta Prad, where is this coming from? Why is this in quotes? Maybe that's coming from Sanatana Goswami.
Then have to check in Sanskrit. Here is not.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if it's not in the Hindi, there's no need to put it in the English.
No, Trivarga is there and Bhakti is there, but that's in another sentence that's not clarified.
Yeah, without checking Sanskrit, you could not answer this from where Sarva Bhishta Prad came.
I mean, see, look. This isn't even a clear translation. Kamada means that Krishna fulfills all desires, but those are, it says dharma adi, for religious, like, duties, to fulfill all their religious duties, you
right.
could say. And then that sentence ends there.
Yeah.
Then it starts with the term sarvabhishta prada. And then it explains that phrase. What does sarvabhishta prada mean?
What is
means
it mean?
One who
desire everybody's fulfill everybody's desire.
One who fulfills everybody's desire.
Like Giriraj Sarvabhishta Prada, who fulfill everybody's desire. Here also Sarvabhishta Prada. So why it came, I don't know.
Why is the word Trivarga here?
That's in that sentence.
It is in Sarvabhishta Prada.
One who gives
Trivarga and Bhakti and etc.
So Kamada means that Krishna fulfills all desires, period.
Period.
Then Krishna gives Trivarga and Bhakti.
Yes. Yeah, but Krishna is known as Sarvabhishta Prad.
Krishna, yes. Because he fulfills everybody's desire, so he can give everyone Trivarga and Bhakti, etc.
Okay.
Yeah, so you could say that, but it shouldn't mean it comes from Kamadam. It should be a separate sentence.
Right, okay. Then, in the next sentence, somehow rather...
If you see the sense, you can understand Kamadam means... Kam means kamana. This
yeah.
will everybody give everybody desire. So Chakravarti Bijibu Saipad, this explain this word from kama to sarvabhishta prada.
Okay.
Kam means kamada means do means to give.
Right,
kam
yeah.
means desire. Who give every desire. So sarvabhishta prada. By this way he.
When you say give desire, that doesn't mean you're fulfilling a desire. It means you're
yeah.
giving me the desire, but fulfilling it is a different thing. You know what I mean?
Giving and fulfilling everything.
He gives the fulfillment of desire.
Abhisht means, what is abhisht?
Desire, everything.
A desirable thing. So one who gives, one who gives.
All desirable things.
Yeah.
Or one who fulfills all desires.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So then in the next sentence, it's strange. It says, this is Savita Didi's additional explanation that the Aikantika Bhakta does not desire Dharmartha or Kama, but only wants to achieve praying. Is that
here you mention?
Yeah, this is from the commentary.
This is from commentary. Forget about Savita. Savita is not even one single
pain.
Yeah,
I got it. I don't know why she
yeah.
got it. Okay, I got it.
Maybe she consulted her for translation help. I think that's what.
Maybe.
But it's
maybe
not her explanation. This is.
Right.
Maybe consult with her, but this Jiva Goswami's translation.
Right, okay. So it says the Aikantika Bhaktas do not desire Dharmartha, Kama, Moksha, they
yes.
only desire praying.
Yes.
That's
the Aikantika Bhakta, they have not hankering for religion, artha and kam, etc. They only hankering for Krishna Prem. They are doing sadhana for only Krishna Prem.
And then it goes into the next sentence, by the word Sri Karagraha, the Gopis
yes.
reveal. Okay, that's good, that's clear. Just one more question. At the end of this Vaishnava Toshane, it says...
I need page number 16.
It says the gopis address Krishna as Kanta, and Priya is also given in the commentary of Sridhar Swami. The words beginning Virachita means you have the valor or courage or bravery to eliminate the sins of the material world. What is the exact thing that Krishna has? The
Virachita
words beginning,
Bhaya.
the
in the
word?
Beginning of Vaishnava Bhavanuvad, Vaishnava Dasami.
No, this is towards the end.
Virachita Bhaya, it is in the beginning. And middle also there.
Yeah. So here, after the word Sridhar Swami, the
yes.
Gopis address Krishna as Kanta beloved, and the Sinam Priya is given by in the commentary of Sridhar Swami.
Yeah.
Do we say Srila Sridhar Swami?
Sridhar Swami only, that's enough.
No Srila. So Srila Jiva, Srila Viswanath, but only Sridhar.
You can put Jila, Srila, no problem.
But it's not necessary and it's not used.
In
other words, on the cover of the book, we shouldn't write Srila. With commentaries by Sridhar Swami, Srila Jiva Goswami.
Srijiva Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami. You can put Srila also, no problem.
Which is better?
All are okay, no problem.
Okay.
When you are giving Srila for them and
then
he's the first
not?
Commentator of
right.
Bhagavatam, why not for him?
Now is he from a different sampradaya?
What maybe? He's the first commentator. He get the first grade of Bhagavatam.
Well, the thing is that Brajanath or you told us to get his biography from Rasananda Prabhu. So when they went to ask Rasananda, he says, I don't have his biography because he's from another sampradaya.
I'll ask Gurudev about that.
Okay. Because we asked Prajanath to ask Gurudev if we should...
Yeah, because I have no book here. I can get... in Govardhan.
What? A little thing about his biography? Okay. What sampradaya is he in? Okay.
But not Gaudiya Sampradaya, must not be.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, not clear conception at Gaudiya Sampradaya at that time.
Right.
Long ago than Mahaprabhu.
Okay. So, after it says Sridhar Swami, it says, the words beginning with Virachita mean you have the valor to eliminate the sins of the material world.
Valor means?
I don't know. What is the Hindi there? The courage, the bravery, what is the Hindi?
It's Bhakta Samsar ke sambandh sab prakar ke bhaya nasti baat kaha gaya hai. By this word, you can destroy the all kind of fear which are related to this material world.
No, it says you have the something to eliminate the sins of this material world.
No, here, Virachita Bhayam, by this word, you can destroy, by this word, this mentioned the destroyer of fear related to material world.
Oh, and then after that it says your lotus hands inspire calm. The very next
yes,
sentence is...
Yes, yes. After that,
your
by Karakamal. Karakamal means you're brave and you are Kanta, you can give your...
So you can destroy. Just the only meaning is Virachitabhayam is you can destroy this...
You can destroy the fear of which is related to material world.
Okay.
After that, Karakamal, that by this next sentence, you are so brave and yet they are telling you that you are Kanta, that your Karakamal is give calm.
Where does it say you are so brave?
Viratagun. Usme Karakamal ke Viratagun lekar puna kaha rahi hai Kanta. After Virachita Bhaya and Kanta, that how he became Kanta, then by his Karakamal, that he is brave. Mention here.
Bravery for what? Does it say bravery for what?
Your Karakamal. Your bravery due to your Karakamal.
Okay. Bravery due to your heart for your lotus
hands?
Not. Here it only says your lotus hands inspire calm.
No. Squeeze something, take off something.
Yeah.
Karakamal ke virotagun ka ullekh kar puna kaha rahe hain. At first they describe the bravery of Krishna's lotus hand. But what is that is not mentioned here.
Yeah.
Then after that tell you are Kanta, means your Karakamal is giving calm.
But how could a lotus hand be brave? A hand isn't brave, a person is brave.
By lotus hand he is killing so many demons.
Oh, he, by his bravery, he uses his lotus hands
to kill so many demons. But what kind of bravery, they are not described here. But they told they describe here, but it's not mentioned in this. What Krishna will do by his hand? Understand?
No.
Whatever Krishna will do,
yes.
We are doing any work. We have to do by hand.
Right.
So Krishna
rescue them from so many danger. How? By hand.
Right.
He killed by hand. He grabbed Putana by hand. Grabbed Bomasur by hand. So it is the bravery of his lotus hand.
Right.
Now they are telling Kanto that your hand give us calm also.
Right, okay. Alright, then, and then it says footnote. The words Kanta and Kamadam is used separately in this verse because Kanta is in the vocal case and Kamada is in the instrumental case. Still they can be united by the rule of combining the words and thus produce a given meaning. Is that in the Hindi?
Here, not in footnote, direct here.
It's direct. Why do you keep putting things in footnote? It's just part of the Hindi. It's just part of the Hindi. Maybe they put it because it's not the gopis' words. You know what I mean?
What is the explaining? Which way it is not complete like here, but direct here, that Kamadam and Kantam, they are two different words, but according to Karmadhare Sammas, I don't know what compound he, what word he has used, Kamancha and Kamadancha. It is right, but it is not any footnote.
It's just there.
Yes.
So there's a quote from the gopis that you are our beloved, Kanta Kamadam. And then it says the words, and then quote again, your hands are known to be very generous because they can bestow bliss and all desired objects, right? And then again it says, according to the rules of Sanskrit grammar,
what?
According to the rules of Sanskrit grammar, the two words Kanta and Kamadam can be interpreted in this way. Your lotus hands give calm and are most desirable. Please place them on our heads. By the word desirable, Kamaniya, it is understood that Krishna's lotus hands bestow bliss. They are described as those who give calm because they naturally fulfill all desires. What I just read, that's in parentheses. Is it in the Hindi text?
Text.
Not parentheses.
No.
Okay. And that's the last, I think it's the last question. That's the end. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. I think so. Did it catch? It's getting